95. We're at the Senior Citizen Center, and I'm talking to Jim McHale, and he's going to share some of his memories of the city with us. Thank you. Jim, how long have you lived in Madison Heights, and where did you move from to come here? Tell us a little bit about your life and city.
Okay, I've lived in Madison Heights for 48 years. I originally came here from Pennsylvania and wound up 1946 living in Baseline, Michigan, until 1948 when I bought my house in Royal Oak Township at the time, 26034 Palmer. I can still remember the address, right off of Lincoln.
Who were your neighbors?
Well, there was a people by the name of Jim White was my next door neighbor. Stan Weiss, I was the first one in on the block, and Stan Weiss was the second one in on the block. So we were neighbors there, and we only stayed there for, I think it was 2 years. I got married in 1956, and then I had to move out. And I live on Dartmouth now, 28606 Dartmouth. But I remember a lot about the old Royal Oak Township days, like Jack's Auction.
Right.
And the lumberyard used to be over here on 12 Mile and John R., and there was a lumberyard down there right across from Jack's Auction.
Did you ever go square dancing over at the Jack's Auction?
No, I missed the square dancing.
I used to go there. I even danced with Soapy Williams.
Oh, was that right?
Yeah. He used to come there. But that's why I got elected so many times. He'd come out and dance with all the ladies, you know.
That was a good Democrat, Soapy Williams.
Yeah,
I remember that, yeah. And right now I'm on the Senior Advisory Board up at the center, and I come up to the center every day. It's like a second home. And I just feel so glad to be a part of Madison Heights. And I think we've got one of the greatest cities and one of the best places around. We've got the cleanest and the safest streets, I think, in the wintertime, and with the snow removal, we got great garbage pickup, grass pickup. It's just a great city.
It sure is a lot different than Royal Oak when you leave here and go into Royal Oak, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes. And like the good old days, I remember I had two friends of mine when I first moved out here, and they had the big ditches that used to run the 8 mile road up. And my buddies used to drive me home once in a while, and they'd say to me, "How did you ever wind up living out here in the country?" And I said, "This isn't the country." And you know what's surprising? Both of them fellas wound up living in Madison Heights.
No kidding.
They both wound up buying houses out here. In fact, one lived on Carum Drive, one lived on Vinoy over here.
Who are they?
Well, they're both passed away now. One was a gentleman by the name of Norm Pranger, and the other one was Chuck Kohler. And great friends of mine. And it was funny how we all wound up out here.
And that's true, yeah.
Because they used to say, "Man, you live way out in the country." But I can remember the good old days. We used to park three blocks away and then walk down to the house.
And carry the groceries in.
Carry the groceries in. Yeah.
You know, the first morning we got up, I was scared to death. We had a horse and a cow out in our backyard.
That had to be something.
When we were the first house on that block, mm-hmm. You know.
You were here long way before me in the 30s.
I guess maybe before you was born.
Yes, 1927.
Well, 10 years after you was born.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, I've lived here for 48 years, and I love every minute of it.
All right, tell me about the Red Run Drain. You seen
that
change?
Yeah, you used to see the old Red Run, big ditches running down through there and all that. Now it's all covered up. We got our golf course. And it's just great changes. Just great changes in this city. From two lanes to four lanes, right? Going down John R. right now.
Well, it was two lanes after a while.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. From two lanes to four lanes. Yeah. Big change. Big change. Nothing
all
over here.
All for the better.
Yep. No Kmarts, no nothing over here when I lived out here.
No, I'm sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
The old Green Lantern was the old green place. Remember, it was just to sit up there.
Yeah. Was the pool hall down by 11 Mile John R. Sunset Inn, they called it?
I don't know when that was built.
It was here when I came was here.
It?
But I mean, was it here when you
yes,
were here?
Yes, uh-huh.
You know, they used to
the high school was down there, too, right across from the new fire station down there. Mm-hmm. That was Madison High School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did your kids go to school there?
No, my kids wound up going to St. Dennis, Bishop Foley. Yeah.
You met a lot of new people down here just coming down here, didn't you?
Just great people down here. Just great. We've got a great center, great staff with Ginny and Lee and all the drivers, Mary Ann and all them.
And you know something else? Pete Connors can never be replaced. I don't care who they get, they can never replace that man.
No, he's doing a great job. Great job.
It's just amazing what he does and how quickly he does it, you know.
Yep. The city's got a lot to be proud of.
Your kids play ball over there at the parks?
No, well, they used to play at Rosie's Park.
Oh, really?
Old Rosie's Park.
Yeah.
And then over here at the school, back over here, back at the incinerator page. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
What did you think of the incinerator?
Well, in a way, I was glad it's closed. I'm glad to see that closed.
I think everybody was, really. Although, I don't know, it's a lot of problems now with it. We're going through, but we have to do it.
Look how we went from garbage to what we got today. It's amazing the changes that you've seen over the years.
Was John R. paved when you came out here?
No.
Tell us about that.
No. Like I say, I'm telling you, we used to. I was afraid to see the rain and the mud come because I could never get out. There was a lot of days I couldn't get to work because my car got stuck right there and I just leave it sit there.
We had the same thing over where I lived. I lived on Hales, and still
Hales?
Do.
Oh, yeah. I deliver meals over there in Hales.
Hales?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right off of 12, down towards 11.
I live north of 11.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, who we had for our mayors in Madison Heights? We had Monty Gerolds. We had Bill Hoffman.
Smith.
Well, now that must have been, was that before me?
Uh-uh.
Wasn't it?
No, well, you was here before the city. We didn't have a mayor until then.
That's
George
right.
Horkey was a supervisor.
Yeah. No, I meant mayor still.
Yeah, I know. No, Smith was in there.
Yeah,
he lived over on Darlene and Denise or somewhere over in that area.
Yeah. Well, see, I wasn't paying too much attention. In 1948, I was 21 years old.
Okay.
I just got out of the Navy, and I really,
had more to do than think about the politics.
More to do than think about the politics.
Yeah.
Although,
you got any questions you want
to
ask?
Yes, I would like to know is how did we ever get connected with Royal Oak Township that was on the other side of Woodward when I first moved out here?
Oh, you don't realize. Oh, we were all Royal Oak, Hazel Park, the whole bunch was in Royal Oak Township. And as each one would become a city, they would annex from it. And everybody had become a city except East Royal Oak Township and West Royal Oak Township. So we were known as the East Side and they were known as the West Side.
Oh, okay.
And that's why. And then when we became a city, of course, we annexed and that left them as Royal Oak Township now. But the argument on the from the two sides, there was there's quite a bit of arguments on whether we should become a city at the time or not. Was Mr. Horkey said that they should have let them become a city first because they were going to become Victory City. He says let them become city first, and then we got all the equipment, and we can be fairly with them. But if they get all the equipment, they might not be fairly with us, which they weren't. You know, we had to go after it. We really had to dig in. Because they didn't just up and divide it according to the situation. But that's how we became part of them.
I was always wondering about that.
You remember when the fire department used to go over there when there was a fire? Yeah.
Well, the part I couldn't figure out was our tax money.
Yeah.
But they still kept, they're still today in Royal Oak Township, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And we're Madison Heights.
Yeah.
Well, that answers my question. I never could figure that one out.
No.
I know there was a Royal Oak and a Hazel Park.
Not only are you telling some news that some people don't know, but you're learning a little too.
Yes, I'm learning a little too, yes.
That worked for me the other day. Bernie Travnikar came over, and he's going to do a taping. But we just got to talking about old times, and I got a history lesson like I'd never heard before. Bernie is older than I am, and he came out here when he was 3 years old. So he knows a lot more than I do, you know.
Yeah.
But it's been a wonderful experience, and I even like this. I think it's great, you know.
Yeah.
You got anything else you want to
no,
say?
No, I think that's about it.
Okay, well, I want to thank you and tell you I really appreciate you giving me the time, and God bless you.
No,
wish
God
you the best
you.
In everything, okay?
God bless you.
You want to hear it back?
Well, sure.
Okay.